My concern is that this is headed to the Red Scare era and towards, you know, McCarthyism. What's to stop this from becoming the next House Un-American Activities Committee hearing, right? Like, this sounds like a witch hunt to me.
This week in Washington, the House of Representatives Committee on Homeland Security held a hearing on the, quote, radicalization of American Muslims.
And these congressional hearings can better inform you and me about what's going on among the jihadists.
The thing about congressional hearings like this, whether it's exploited farm workers or violence in video games, is that they don't really exist to unearth facts. They are political PR stunts intended to draw public attention to an issue, to rile up citizens. And that's where Wajahat Ali comes in. Ali is a playwright and a lawyer whose work tries to calm those tensions. He's a practicing Muslim who grew up in the Bay Area after his parents emigrated from Pakistan. He says that American Muslims partly have themselves to blame for not more assertively telling their story. So, Wajahat, if you had testified to the House Homeland Security Committee this week, what would you have told Peter King and his fellow members?
Oh, that's a good question. First and foremost, I would have told them that I do not have specialized knowledge of terrorism and that Muslims are not like the Borg collective where we all share a singular consciousness. And it would be similar to me asking, you know, Italian Americans, hey, you know, I heard there's lots of mafioso types in your communities.
Yeah.
So let's have the cast of Jersey Shore come up and testify.
I think we can probably stipulate that, first of all, our counterterrorism agencies ought to do everything they can to stop American terrorists, Muslim and otherwise, from committing violence. But what ought to be done, do you think, by American Muslims to calm down their fellow Americans and make them less suspicious that you all get a memo about how to kill the rest of us?
You know, I mean, the reality is 9/11 happened, and 60% of Americans say they don't know a Muslim, and the favorability rating of Americans toward Islam and Muslims is lower now than it was in 2001. The holy trinity of occupations that we're allowed to have in many Muslim communities were the following: doctors, engineers, and dubious businessmen who somehow made a lot of money and drove a BMW. That left 10% for teachers, politicians, journalists, film directors, and so forth. So if we don't engage proactively and if we don't tell our story, as we see recently, our story will be told by others for us. And that story will paint a narrative in which Muslims only exist either as terrorists, Taliban, or taxi cab drivers.
Your play, The Domestic Crusaders, you've tried very forthrightly to deal with this very issue. What's it about for those who haven't seen it, and why'd you write it?
You know, The Domestic Crusaders is a story about a family that happens to be American, that happens to be Muslim, and that happens to have Pakistani origins, navigating a very tricky, complex time in 21st century America. If I've done my job, it's a universal story, but told through a culturally specific lens of a group of people whose voices we haven't really heard of in this way. You know, complex, messy, hypocritical, diverse, funny.
Yes. Now, your play was first staged, as I understand it, in the back of Pakistani restaurants around San Francisco, and now it's been produced in Washington and New York. We're going to play a scene from the play where the youngest son in this family, Ghafoor, has just told his family about being searched by TSA at airport security.
We'll sue the bastards.
Hubble, relax. It's not that big of a deal.
What do you mean? Are you retarded? It's blatant racial profiling. They only nabbed you because you had an Arab-sounding name. That's the only reason.
Didn't I tell you to shave your beard before you came? Who gave you the brilliant idea to keep a beard? And you wore the topi? Oi, ullu? Why didn't you hold a sign saying I'm an extremist? One-way ticket to Abu Ghraib, please.
Relax, Ami.
Now, I suppose your generation, this generation of Muslim writers in America, are going to be telling terrorism jokes pretty much for the rest of my lifetime anyway.
You know, it's a very interesting comment you make, because there's many American Muslim artists up and coming who say, you know what, I want to get away from this frame of national security and terrorism. I just want to talk about, like, my bad coffee that I have in the morning. I want to do jokes about relationships. So why do I have to talk about religion or politics? The reality is that having a Muslim name, or even saying Muslim, is a politically charged word and identity in the 21st century. You can't escape it. If you want to hide under the rug, or the magic carpet, if you will, you can't escape it. And so the best way I've found is to confront this head on. And sometimes the best way to jumpstart that dialogue and to have a catharsis, you know, a healing, mm-hmm. is through art, believe it or not.
On The Daily Show recently, Asif Manvi, who is Muslim, put together a fake, incredibly realistic seeming fake TV pilot, bits of it, called The Cosby Show, Q-U-apostrophe-O-S-B-Y. I want to play a little bit of that.
Oh, you got a D in algebra? Now, why would you do that?
Oh, don't blow up at him again.
Why would you say that? Blow up? I would never do anything like that. That's just a very strange way to put things. Am I right?
I suppose what the real Cosby Show did for white Americans' embrace of black Americans in the 1980s, maybe we could use that these days. And I understand you're actually writing a TV pilot for HBO with Dave Eggers about a Muslim character.
You know, no, that would be strange if we actually pitched a Cosby Show to HBO. It's actually going to be a one-hour drama. The protagonist is an American Muslim cop set in the Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
And the intention behind that is, first and foremost, to create a really good show, a quality show with solid, you know, complex characters. It's very realistic, so that anyone who watches the TV says, I'm watching this show, it's a good show. Now, if they see that show and they say, oh, wow, look, Muslims are neither avatars of perfection or avatars of Armageddon and hellfire.
Yes.
I think in this day and age, that's a point worth making.
Wajahat Ali, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And please, please keep me and all sane heterosexual men as far away from your insane jihadi penguin squad as possible.